Something I wanted to just encourage you with was in Ephesians. Which paper was that? Ephesians chapter 6. And we'll read verses 5 through 9 here. And it says, servants, okay, going through all the different groups of people in Ephesus and to the faithful believers. It says here, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord, not to men. And then just focus on this, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. And I just want to draw your attention to two very, obvious thoughts that are sometimes easy to forget. And that is because it says here, knowing. Now, it's talking to servants here, and I think we could all relate to these servants in some way because, like it referred to here, we are servants of Christ. And knowing this, that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Whatsoever good thing. And he was reminding the servants about this, as if this is a common knowledge. You know this. And when you see this, it makes me, it reminds me that we are not living for right here, but we are living for eternity. Amen. Whatsoever good thing that any man doeth, he shall receive of the Lord. And so, because he's talking to people that are servants, they have masters, and maybe their life is not exactly the way that they want it to be. But he reminds them, you're living for eternity. And I just want to show you that you have to choose to do good things. Now, see, this is like a very simple thing. You have to choose. It is an action that you end up doing. It's something that you need to do intentionally. And I wish that it was just a natural thing that we just ended up doing good things. I mean, we all have the Spirit of God that is working on us. I just wish that every time we just interacted with somebody, that good words just flowed out of our mouth. That whenever we saw a person that was in need, and we just would recognize their prayer, that they needed prayer, and pray for them right there. That we see that a person needs encouragement, and boom, and like that's us right on the fingertip. That we just, like, good works were just flowing out of us all the time. But it is something that is intentional. That's why he's telling the servants and the masters that in the first place, because we have to choose to do good. And as I was going through my devotions and I was just reading this, I just was struck with just the thought of how much good has been shown to me by all the prayers that you have shown to us. Because who am I? I'm just one of our church body here that is in need of prayer. And I am so blessed that you have all taken it on yourselves to pray for these needs. That is doing good to us. And each one of us amongst each other need to do good to one another, intentionally doing good. We have to make that choice all the time. In Luke chapter 10, verse 42, you don't have to turn over there, but Mary and Martha were, they were both in the same house, but Mary chose the good thing. Okay, it says she chose that. That good thing was to hear from Jesus. But it was still a choice that she had to do. She had to do the good thing, and she made the choice to do that. It is something that we have to intentionally do. Romans 12:9 says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that is evil, cleave to that which is good. Go after that which is good." And, you know, dissimulation is, it's very similar to eye service that is talked about earlier. Basically doing it for yourself. This doing good is a very selfless type of good, that you are looking out for the needs of others. This person needs prayer. This person needs encouragement. This person needs, and we're looking out for our needs. At least that is what we are to be intentionally doing, is looking how we can show good amongst each other. Now, yeah, we can be able to show good to those that are outside in the world, and we should be doing that. But there's a very real thing that we need to be doing good amongst each other and towards each other. You need to intentionally do good for rewards from Christ. And you're not doing it with eye service, but you're doing it for Christ. Otherwise, if you're doing it for eye service, you got your reward already. Okay? So it's not like you have to hide it under a blanket, but if you're doing it for somebody else, to be seen of somebody else, for whatever reason, you know, whether to make you feel good about yourself or whatever, well, then that's it, okay? But this is knowing to do good because you're doing it intentionally, you're doing good intentionally so that you could reap rewards in eternity. Now, you have to do good regardless of your lot in life, okay? All of us are in total different areas of life. In this thing we're talking about master servant. There are some of you that are business owners and some of you that work in businesses, okay? And there's all of us in here, and yet each one of us, whether we are under or over in this world terms, we're all on the same plane to God, and we all need to be doing good one towards another. Whether you're husband or your wife, in this passage, it also talks about how we need to be doing good amongst each other. There's no male or female in the sight of God. God sees us all. God sees everybody needs to be doing good one towards another. Jew or Gentile. And Galatians 3:28, it points out how you are all one in Christ. Okay, there's no looking down upon a different people group or anything like that. We ought to be all looking at each other, that we are united in our efforts of serving Christ and doing good to one another. Rich or poor. If you have money or if you don't. And, you know, this one right here, you know, you might feel, well, the rich people ought to be doing good to me. Okay, I guess what I want to point out here is also, this is not a financial thing of always just doing good in that way. Okay, when he was talking about doing good for this servant, it was not with the idea of blessing his master financially. It was simply serving him in a good manner. Okay, and so doing good to one another is important, and it does. It may involve giving. It may just involve praying. It may involve writing notes. All these kind of things. I keep on saying the same types of things, but there are many ways to be able to do good to others. And even as we heard about this morning, a friend and an enemy. Now, hopefully, you don't have enemies within the body. Otherwise, as we were talking about this morning, you better get that resolved, or if you can't get it resolved, you might not be saved. So that is a very important thing to pay attention to. And so you need to choose to do good. And you know that there's always going to be people that are going to rub you the wrong way. But you know what? I think God may even bless you with greater rewards if you show love to somebody who is unlovely to you. And so your reward will be great. And, in Galatians 6:9-10, we are to be good specifically to the household of faith. It says here in Galatians 6:9-10, and let us not be weary in well-doing or good, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And that is another reminder, we are to be doing good to one another. And just in general, John 6:35 says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have what? Love one to another. Okay? That's how others are going to know. And so that is what we are to be doing. And also, just second of all, place your faith in God to reward the good. Because here's, we see, it says, I'm sorry, now I lost my verse here. knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And sometimes you may think that you're doing good right now, and so you ought to have people doing goodness to you. Okay? This choice right here is to do good, knowing that your reward is not going to come until later. Postpone gratification, I guess you could say. And I think it's okay to do things intentionally looking for the reward that's going to come from God. I think it's okay to go ahead and do something like that. You know, that not for things right now, but for those things in eternity. So place your faith in God as the reward, because God, he sees all things. He is the righteous judge. In 1 Timothy 4:8, it says, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at this day." And, you know, and sometimes we want people to be able to see and say, you know, be able to see what we did and be able to judge, that is good, that is good. And, or, you know, we wonder whether maybe people saw what we did or something. You know, obviously those thoughts kind of run through our minds sometimes. But you know what? God, he sees all things. And he is the righteous judge, and he will reward you because he sees all things that are going on. He sees what everybody does not see, and you know what? Those are going to be the best rewards when you stand before God and you are rewarded by him. It says here in Matthew 5, verse 12, that rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets who were before you. And actually, let me just, I just wanted to show you in Matthew chapter 5, you know, it's going through here, blessed are they that mourn, blessed are they that are meek, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, blessed are the merciful. And as you see some of these different things, you're kind of seeing, I don't know, stuff that is not maybe exactly obvious to those that are around you, maybe. It's kind of an inward attitude and response that you have towards others, something that others might not exactly see. But in through all of this, you know, because people are persecuting you because of all of this righteous behavior that you have, it says in there that you could be rejoicing, exceeding glad for your rewards in heaven. So you're doing all of these good things amongst other people, and you're not worrying about all these things, even if people treat you poorly, even if this world oppresses you, even if maybe those within the church body don't understand how you're giving or being kind to other people, and they people don't see it. Well, just inwardly, you can just be rejoiced and exceeding glad. Even though people might be persecuting you, your reward is not here. Your reward is in heaven. And that is the actions and attitudes that we are to be having. And God, he is the giver of all good gifts. In Matthew 7:10, God gives gifts to those that ask him and says, you know, how about yourself? You know, even though you are just a man, you know how to give good gifts to your son. You know, if he asks for a rock, if he asks for a bread, you're not going to give him a rock. If he asks for something else now, I can't remember, then he's going to give you a serpent, okay? And so, you know, even you understand those things, how much more does God know how to be able to reward you?
Amen.
And so I just want to, when you spend time in prayer for my family and I, you are giving, and God sees your choice. When you give your money to help a brother in need, or just giving to Faith Promise for all the missionaries, know that God above sees your choice. When you choose to give your time and to write that note of encouragement to lift a brother or sister's heart in the Lord, God sees that. He sees that choice. When you choose to gift an enemy, and although they may not understand or maybe choose to reject your gift, God in heaven sees your heart. He sees the choice that you made to do good. So today, I first want to express my thankfulness to God for your prayers, and second, bring to your attention how God has worked on our behalf, and lastly, tonight, I want you to know how God has seen all of your labors of love, of prayer on our behalf, and you will all be rewarded greatly in heaven. There are rewards that are at the end of our race that are only earned through the good deeds that we do with our body as we run this race. So tonight, my challenge to you is to do good one to another, to intentionally choose to do good. And instead of an invitation tonight, maybe whoever plays the piano, if you could play Psalm 475, Make Me a Blessing. And if you could take out your pen and paper or your iPhone or something like that. And I would like you, as the song just gets played through, we'll do two times and then we'll all sing it together. Just want you to write down some way that you can be a blessing to somebody within the church here. Something. Even if it's as simple as committing to pray for something that they asked prayer for. Maybe going to talk to somebody and find out, what can I pray for you about? And then making a decision that you're going to do that. Just write one thing down that you're going to do this week to be able to be a blessing to somebody within this church body and to see God. Just that you're doing that so you could have a reward in heaven one day.